You'll hear an extract on Elizabeth Choi and her involvement in World War II and the Japanese occupation of Singapore. For questions 1 to 7, tick the answer A, B, C, or D, which best fits according to what you hear. You will hear this recording once. Elizabeth Sue Moore Yong was born in 1910 and moved from Sabah, North Borneo, to Singapore in December 1929. Her move was motivated by a search for higher education, and so she enrolled into the Convent of Holy Jesus with her aunt. After her senior Cambridge examination, Elizabeth Yong entered the teaching profession and taught at St. Margaret's School for 2 years before being offered a teaching position at St. Andrew's School. Before the outbreak of the Second World War, Elizabeth Yong married Choi Kun Hing upon the request of Mr. Choi's mother. 10 years after Elizabeth's first meeting with the old lady, Mr. Choi and Elizabeth tied the knot on 16th August 1941. After Singapore fell to the Japanese on 15th February 1942, Elizabeth Choi and her husband found themselves without jobs. Subjects in school were no longer in English. Hence, Mrs. Choi had to stop teaching, and the Borneo company where Mr. Choi worked at ceased to exist once the Japanese took over Singapore. However, doctors and nurses who knew the couple urged them to help run a canteen stall in the Miyako Hospital, also known as the Woodbridge Hospital, to provide basic essentials to everyone. They ran the stall together with the primary aim of providing fundamental necessities to the public. However, it did not take long before it became a central area for the exchange of food and messages to the prisoners of Changi. Elizabeth and her husband were believed to be traitors and so were arrested by the Kempe Tai and detained in their headquarters, now known as the YMCA building. Mrs. Choi had been brutally treated during her internment. She was subjected to beatings by the Japanese officers and was even electrocuted in front of her husband. The Japanese tried to force her into giving out the names of informants or admitting that she was anti-Japanese. After 193 days, the Japanese finally released her from prison. Unlike her husband, Elizabeth did not let her ordeal cripple the rest of her life. Upon returning from Britain in 1949, she contested in the municipal council elections and became the first woman to be nominated as a member of the Legislative Council. The following year, she helped set up the School for the Blind and served as its principal. By the time of her retirement, Elizabeth had been awarded several medals, not just for her bravery, but also for her contribution to society. On top of the Order of the British Empire, she also received the Order of the Star of Sarawak from the Raja of Sarawak, the Bronze Cross from the English Girl Guide Movement, and the Long Service Teaching Award from Singapore.